Divorce is not a one-time event for children. Divorce is really just the kickoff of a lifetime of transition, loss, and instability for kids. And if you're a child of divorce, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? One of your parents moves out, one or both of them repartner. Sometimes that lasts, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes that new partner has kids, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes they get married, then they have another child. Oftentimes they divorce after that. Then another parent moves away. It's really the end of stability and a very finite connection to both mom and dad. And that is why before no-fault divorce, we had at-fault divorce, where we would reward a faithful spouse who was seeking to keep the marriage together, and we would penalize the spouse who was running off with the secretary or who wasn't willing to do the work or who was choosing alcoholism over their marital union. And the courts and society would be able to reward the faithful spouse with the house and the kids. These days, with no-fault divorce, it does not matter how at fault one of the adults are, the court must treat them equally. And that is such a disservice to children. Much, much better to discourage divorce, except when one of the spouses is found to be at fault, so kids can continue to have 100% of mom and 100% of dad every day, and the stability that goes along with them being married to each other.